When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hikaru, welcome back to St. Louis, this time under unfortunate circumstances, of course, but we have a big tournament coming up, top three players in the world, plus the world champion. That's obviously one of the toughest, I would say, tournaments in history. Now, this is going to be a different format than what perhaps you have been used before. 10 plus 5, this is somewhere in the middle between Rapid and Blitz. How are you feeling about the tournament coming?
Yeah, so I mean, I think this tournament's going to be very exciting. I think the fact that we have the situation where the points aren't counted the same way across the days is a very important potential change, which could make it more interesting to viewers. So I'm really excited to see how it goes. I'm kind of hoping it goes a little bit differently than the match between Kasparov and Anand, because that was kind of just like 3 days of very one-sided match, it felt like. But still, the opportunity to play against Fabiano, Magnus, and Gukesh should make for a great experience, and I'm really looking forward to it.
How do you see this format playing out going into the final one with the most points at stake? It incentivizes comebacks. You can never relax despite the fact that, let's say, you start poorly. You're never out of the tournament.
Yeah, so I think it's very important to note that from my general standpoint, I think it's kind of an unfortunate problem we have in chess, where you have someone who's maybe a little bit too good. Not that it's their fault. I don't blame them. But we sort of have a situation where it seems like almost every tournament Magnus plays, he is the big favorite. And for quite a while, I've felt that the lack of variance makes it difficult for viewers to get really excited when it feels like one person is likely going to run away with it. Where, you know, if you look at I'll just use St. Louis Rapid and Blitz, although all the Grand Chess Tour Rapid and Blitz events were the same. It felt like, if Magnus was ahead after the Rapid, or say, you know, Ali Reza was ahead after the Rapid, it was very clear what the outcome was going to be. And I think having more variance with the points not counting equally across the 3 days here, I'm hopeful that there will be some really big fireworks on the final day. And let's just say Magnus dominates day one or two. Maybe I get hot on day three. Maybe Gukesh or Fabiano gets hot. But I'm hopeful that this format can lead to more variance and it can be much more exciting for the fans.
How do you feel psychologically going into this event? You haven't faced this tough of competition in a while, in a few months, right? Since Norway Chess, I think that was the last tournament you've played.
Yeah, I mean, it's, of course, it depends how I choose to answer this question. I think first and foremost, I get a big chuckle out of it when I see people on the internet suddenly pretending that I don't know how to play chess, conveniently forgetting that I have played against these top players in the American Cup, which I won, and Norway Chess as well.
Yes.
So it's been a while, but also I would say on the internet, I've played some tournaments like the Comet Open, for example, where I've done well. I've been playing Title Tuesdays, which has all the top players. So
let's go. Let's go, everybody. Let's go. That makes me very happy. That makes me happy. All right, everybody. So that, my friends, is why you make a draw against a 2300 by the name of Mike Ivanov so that you can play this online tournament and make $45,000. Exactly.
Fascinating position. Magnus grimacing there. He might be forced at some point to trade the queens off at the cost of a pawn if the attack is too strong. But for now, he gets some checks of his own. Magnus might need to bail out. Black's pawn is so powerful. He can give some checks, Magnus Carlsen, if he wants, and force a draw, but it's not enough for him. It's not enough for either of them. But playing on will just end in disaster. Black is threatening to make a new queen. You cannot fight that for much longer. Is it going to be a draw? Are we going to see this game end and neither side be happy? It is a draw.
I'm not too concerned. I think mostly for me, it's been a while since I've actually played over the board. And so from that standpoint, perhaps I'm a little bit rusty, but I think with the time format of 10 minutes plus 5 seconds, there isn't too long to look for individual moves. So I'm pretty optimistic that I'll be able to finish in the top two.
I wasn't going to ask this question, but you mentioned the Comet Open. That was during the U.S. Chess Championships. You haven't played the U.S. Chess Championships in quite a few years.
Yes.
Obviously, that downgrades the level of the U.S. Chess Championships because we don't have one of the best players in the US. Why don't you play? And do you plan perhaps on making a comeback at the US Championships now that Fabi equalized your titles as well?
First of all, big congrats to Fabiano. He's won 4 U.S. championships in a row, which I think only Fischer and Reshevsky have done historically. So it's a very, very impressive performance. As far as myself, I've already spoken about at length why I don't play. It's tricky because there are many ways that my statements can be perceived. For quite a while, I've tried to be somewhat open about the advantages of content creation, the economics of how it is better than playing professional chess. And, you know, I think probably naively, perhaps, from like the period of 2021 to maybe 2023, I was optimistic that sort of speaking this way, simply stating facts would lead to a change where people would realize there's something wrong and something has to be done so that it makes more sense for a player like myself to compete. And as I said, I thought that rather naively, whereas in reality, nothing actually changed. So to the actual reasons themselves, first and foremost, it's been a while since 2019, but I did win the US Championship in 2019. I think a lot of people probably at this point have forgotten that I was already on a bit of a downswing at that point. My rating was around 2750. I had this really good US Championship, which I won, temporarily got my rating back up to like 2765. I think maybe that was 10 or 9th in the world, and the rest of the year was terrible. I ended 2019 around 2730 and number 20 in the world. So I was already on a bit of a downswing. I've already said on my stream as well. But it was around this time that I actually lost my sponsorship with Red Bull. I don't know if it was directly tied to my performance, but that sponsorship ended right around that time. So when I came to the U.S. Championship and I won it, it was very special. It was a very heavily... heavily competitive event. You know, I had Fabiano, he and I were neck and neck to the very end. I had this very beautiful last round win against Geoffrey Zhang to win the tournament. And then everything happened where I sort of went on this downswing. Then 2020, the pandemic, got into content creation. And then by 2021, I was already in a very different place. And I kind of decided at that point that because of the storybook ending to the US Championship in 2019, it didn't really make sense to come back and compete. And my view hasn't really changed since then. And it's not to say, you know, I really don't like to downgrade tournaments. But, you know, the reality is that if I have other possible avenues which are more lucrative financially and don't require the same amount of effort, it's basically a no-brainer. Maybe that's just the way that I look at it as an equation. But ultimately, you know, it's a lot of work. And for me, if I'm going to put in a lot of work, the only event that really holds a lot of value to me anymore as it relates to classical chess is the Candidates and or World Championship match. So, you know, I don't like to downgrade the tournament. I don't like to diminish it in any way. But it's just not a tournament that really excites me at this point in my career. So maybe I'll play it one more time randomly just to close out my career. But I would say at this point, I mean, there's probably like a 10% chance that I'll ever play the U.S. Championship again.
Finally, in regards to this tournament, one-word answer, how would you describe your competitors? We're going to start with Gukesh.
Fearless.
Magnus.
I'll say GOAT.
Fabi,
that's actually, oddly, he's one that I don't have an obvious answer for. Prepared.
Thank you very much.
Got sure, it. No problem.